This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, this is a tricky turn to make, baby formula to cryptocurrencies, but there is a certain level of market dysfunction common to both. You've seen the headline, surely. Hundreds of billions of dollars in losses across cryptocurrencies. The collapse of something called Terra USD. That's an algorithmic stablecoin that is supposed to be stable, but clearly is not. And then Coinbase, one of the leading crypto exchanges, revealing in a regulatory filing this week that if they go bankrupt, depositors could just lose all the crypto they've got in their Coinbase accounts. As Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports from here in Washington, the word people are starting to use more and more is regulation.
When it comes to crypto, there is a distinct whiff of "I told you so" in certain circles. That disclosure by Coinbase is only one reason.
It struck me that they should have said it a long time ago, because it's absolutely true.
Timothy Massad, former head of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, says a lot of people learned the hard way this week that Coinbase and so much else in crypto isn't regulated by the federal government.
It just shows how volatile this asset class is. There are essentially no fundamentals.
But there is so much to potentially regulate. Lee Reiners is with Duke Law.
And the question is, which agency should be given authority?
Massad's old agency, the CFTC, is one possibility. Another is the Securities and Exchange Commission, where Hester Peirce is a commissioner. In an interview with Marketplace, she said the SEC has a lot of authority, but hasn't used it to set what she calls rules of the road.
At this stage, it would make a lot of sense to spend some of those regulatory resources on thinking about a reasonable framework for crypto.
A reasonable framework, not a crackdown, even after this week.
You can't just say when something bad happens, we're going to try to shut down the whole thing.
Peirce says until now, her agency has been regulating by enforcing rules that don't exist. When they are made, she says both consumer protection advocates and the crypto industry should be involved. In Washington, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.